Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to the menstrual show. It's your girl, Dark Brain Chow, aka Addy. And on today's episode, we'll be talking about blockchain technology. Sometimes you've heard of crypto. Well, the technology behind that is blockchain technology. And, well, what is blockchain technology? The best way I can explain it is a family tree. You'll hear different variations of it. But the best explanation is a family tree. And why I got so interested in blockchain technology. So when I first heard about blockchain technology, a little more than 10 years ago, like back in 2009, I'm gonna say I first heard about it, I believe. And I was sitting in class, in Islamic studies class, and I told myself at this point Islam should be pushed to start. It's relatively easy, it makes sense, everything should pretty much be automated, you know what to do, should be at a push of a button. That's just what came to mind. And then when I heard about blockchain, it just clicked for me, like when you recognize truth, it just clicks. And that's what it was for me when I heard blockchain. I didn't even know what to do with it. I just immediately knew that this was it. This was the future. And at that time, I really didn't know what to do with it, but I just knew that this was it. And I just kept it in the back of my mind. And I would read up on it and different, you know, I would hear about it. And, you know, and when they explained it, they would say blockchain is like a chain of different blocks with different information, data. I was like, yeah, that makes sense. And it's basically the first chain has the DNA of, I mean, the second chain has the DNA of the first chain, and that carries on. I was like, yeah, totally. That makes sense. That's like a family tree. And basically, what blockchain is essentially keeping the truth, maintaining the truth. It's immutable, right? There are certain aspects you cannot change. And I'm like, yeah, that makes total sense to me. And where else did I see that besides like in a family? Islam. Islam is the truth. And so, once I recognized that, I was like, this is going to be fairly simple. This makes sense. If you want to understand blockchain, go study Islam, because blockchain is rooted in Islam. I give you an example. So, with blockchain, one of the perks is like, say like if you have, you share a ledger. Everybody on this network shares this one ledger where all things get recorded on this ledger. Say like somebody wanted to manipulate that ledger, they'd have to go to every individual computer that this ledger was on and somehow change it, or get the vote of everybody to change it. That would be rather difficult. Not impossible, but rather difficult. And that's what makes like blockchain so cool. I liken that to the Quran being our ledger and someone trying to change the Quran. They would have to go to every Muslim, right, and try to somehow hypnotize them in their brain and in their heart and try to change the word of God, you know. But that's just the thing. It'd be very difficult. Or worst case scenario, you know, trying to get rid of Islam, rid of Quran. You know, they'll try to burn all the Qurans in the world. But then the thing about Islam and the beauty about being Muslim is that we've, a good, you know, amount of us, right? Some of us have literally memorized the Quran. And all of us know a surah or two. That's like chapters, but not necessarily chapters, but chapters in the Quran. We all know a surah. And like, it didn't matter if John knows Baqarah, Fatima knows, you know, Ikhlas, you know, Alex knows, you know, Surat An-Nisa. We would be able to come together as a collective and recreate the Quran again. Like, we would be able to have all 114 chapters, surahs of the Quran, because every last one of us have either the whole book memorized or at least one surah. And that's the beauty about being Muslim and the beauty of Quran. And so when I understood blockchain in that light, it just clicked for me. Boom. I was like, this is it. This is it. Blockchain technology is it. And the thing about like a ledger also, besides just being a book of records, and that's what Quran is literally, it is a book of records. It has recorded everything from the beginning of time to the end. It has the past, present, and future in it. It has, everyone is in this book. Everyone is in this. You're included, I'm included, we're all in this book. Everybody. It is also, besides just being just a book, it is also a form of, you know, legislation, rulings, you know, God's law, all of that. It has pretty much like ethics, right? Like how you're going to rule in your dominion, whatever, how to rule in your kingdom. So it has all those things that you'll hear this thing in like the crypto space, whatever, blockchain community, DAOs. Those are decentralized autonomous organizations. And basically, in a nutshell, what people don't realize what they're doing when they're creating DAOs, decentralized autonomous organizations, is they're basically creating religions and they don't realize it. Because within, you know, a DAO, you're going to have rules and regulations, and that's basically Sharia law. That's basically what Islam does already. Like, when we, you know, try our best to follow the Quran and Sunnah, that's basically what that is. And so when people don't understand why some of the DAOs, the decentralized autonomous organizations, don't work, it's because a lot of the time, ego gets in the way. And that's the beautiful thing about being Muslim. Your ego cannot get in the way when you are serving, fighting in the way of Allah. You're doing everything absolutely possible for the betterment of the ummah. It's not about you. It's not about you. It's about God. And the thing about being human, it's very difficult to listen to another human. But when God is telling you something, or, you know, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is telling you something, because he is getting all of his information directly from God, so he can't mess up, right? But when you know, God is telling us something in this book, and the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is telling us something in his Sunnah and following, because he's a walking Quran, and he tells us X, Y, and Z, you're going to listen. But when you ask people who's ever created like a DAO, a decentralized autonomous organization,
they tell you straight up, one of the reasons why it failed is because egos got in the way and got inflated.
And that's why blockchain and as a whole is not really taking off. Because they're not realizing this, or they have realized this and they're in denial. But I'd like to think for the better part of it, they haven't really realized this because they're trying to make it something that it's not. They're trying to follow their desires and it's not working out. So you hear this thing in like the blockchain space, crypto, whatever, something called the 51% attack. The problem with the 51% attack is that, and I'm going to talk in like, you know, crypto talk, but I'll try to explain it. So the 51% attack is basically, if you wanted, say, something to go your way, and you needed 51% of the votes to go your way in that DAO, you could easily manipulate people they call miners on that blockchain to sway your way. The thing about like Islam, there's no like, oh, let's take a vote on whether we should follow this law or not. It's ordained by God. So yeah, there's no 51% attack here. Basically, in a nutshell, there's no democracy here. We all have God-given autonomy, you know, given to us by the Lord of the world, who has complete sovereignty over everything. And that's what a lot of these DAOs are not understanding. We all have autonomy. But they keep mixing it up with democracy, and they're not understanding as to why their decentralized autonomous organizations are not working. It's because when you, when you choose to ignore God, that's basically what you're gonna get. When you choose to ignore that, that's what you're gonna get. And people like will say, oh my God, religion is so controlling. And it's like, well, something has to be in control, right? Like, even when it's utter chaos, it's still organized chaos. So something is in control. Someone is in control. We as people just choose, right, to abuse our God-given autonomy and choose to ignore, like, the clearly obvious. Like, oh, and some of us will say there is no God and you're just all being controlled. And it's like I said, even in utter chaos, it's still organized chaos. Something is in control for there to be things to be out of control. There's still control. And once you acknowledge that, once you acknowledge God, everything starts to make sense. You start to gain peace. And that's literally what Islam is. To surrender to the will of Allah, you will know peace. Like, even when the world is like on fire, like it is right now, you'll know peace. So when you're trying to create these like organizations and God is not at the center of it, it comes crashing down. So even what I'm saying to you, if you don't understand that aspect of God, and it's not like you have to like be a scholar. Like, I'm not no scholar. I'm just your regular schmegular degular girl, you know, from Newark. Just regular. Not like, you know, I don't know. I'm just someone who just saw the signs and was like, this is clear evidence that there is a God. And if you want to do anything in this world, you better acknowledge him. That's really just that. It's just about acknowledging. Giving things, that's all. It's just really simple. If you want anything to work. Some people say, well, you're getting too religious. Blockchain is not about that. And I'm like, I just told you, you want to understand blockchain.
Right, you gotta understand. You gotta understand Islam. It's pretty much it. Blockchain is rooted in Islam. The ledger, right, for humanity is Quran. It has rulings, it has laws, just like any, you know, DAO that has a ledger, has rules and regulations and how you operate and conduct yourself within that DAO, blah, 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 all of that good stuff. So if you want to understand that, you got to study that. Just to have an understanding. And you'll start to see the similarities. And you're like, okay, I can see how blockchain technology is definitely rooted in Islam. Because what we're looking for ultimately is truth. And the thing about the truth is immutable. And that's what we really love about this blockchain technology. You can't change it. And why people are so excited when it comes to crypto. It will basically, in a nutshell, eliminate counterfeit. Especially when it comes to like fiat currency. It will eliminate counterfeit money. Like the whole double counting of money. Because what all world governments are doing when it comes to like the fiat currency is printing it, right? And the problem is if the government is the source, right? The source here, in all honesty, in the grand scheme of things, is supposed to be God. And that is why even on the American dollar, we acknowledge God. As blasphemous as it may seem, we acknowledge God. In God we trust. As a kid, I was just like, that's straight up blasphemy. But the ones who know, know. That is why we acknowledge God on our dollar. Because it's literally in God we trust. There's really nothing backing the US dollar or any other currency. It used to be gold, right? Gold used to be the standard. And then we changed it to this promissory note. The US government, we the people, that's us, Americans, will somehow pay this back. Never, right? But like if you have a source where it's one source and that where that money, that source, that money source is coming from, cool. But then you'll have like people who go and try to do the same thing and try to mix it in with the one true quote unquote source. That's where the double counting and the counterfeiting and the problem with money in general comes in. And then when you keep just printing money and using it to buy stuff, the problem is ultimately when you boil it down to the molecular level is value. That's what we're looking for, value. And this is where blockchain can come in and help with keeping records, keeping track on what currency, what money was spent where. And it can keep track on where the money goes, because a lot of times we'll have Paradise Papers and it's like, wait, well, what, you had all this money stashed where, who, what, how did that happen? And our money just goes missing. Billions of dollars go missing, trillions of dollars go missing. It's like, how did that happen? It didn't go missing, it's still here on earth. We need a ledger where it's transparent, where we all can see. And what is the one book that is transparent, that is clear? Quran. And it's free. You know, like, there's a reason why we don't teach, like, or, like, we don't study. Not even teach, just we don't study religion is because it's too crystal clear. This ain't no conspiracy theory. I'm not here to attack anybody. Y'all miss me with that, you know. y'all hate us corny with that Illuminati mess. Seriously, like... They ain't nobody. You cannot be sitting here scared of people. Okay, no matter how much magic they're doing. At the end of the day, they're just people and jinns. So fear God, not other beings. But everyone's just really scared when it comes to this money thing. But, like, we need accountability, and people are getting tired. It's causing a lot of strife in the society that we live in. In every society, you can almost, you know, pinpoint a lot of their problems to money issues, right? Because, like, if you were supposed to have funding for this and this didn't go through, there's a domino effect. So that's why it may seem like I'm talking all over the place. We're talking about blockchain, but now we're talking about the effects of the economy on a society. It's because it's all interconnected. So I'm not crazy. I can tell you all of that all day long that I'm not crazy. And you'll sit there and say I'm crazy. And it's like, you know what? You're not half wrong. And you're not half right. So I am crazy, but I'm brazy. The capital B means I'm about that life. Because we're dealing in blood. Yet we're nothing but dirt. Yet we're dealing in blood, you know? All of this to what end? I'm no socialist. I'm no communist. I'm no capitalist. I'm Muslim. So, y'all missed me completely with the whole social bull, capitalism bull. Doesn't apply here. An Islamic economy is where it is at, you see. And when you understand an Islamic economy, an Islamic finance, and like Sharia law, not what y'all always be hearing on the news, talking about some Sharia law, chop your head off, blah, blah, blah. No. Sharia law means God's law. And we've been following that for a good, you know, I don't know, since the beginning of time. You know, the Ten Commandments. That, and then there's so much more. It's for, to have a just society. You know what I mean? And to deter from not, you know, appealing behaviors that will cause corruption in the society. Yep. And this is where blockchain is going to help us understand things better, with it being transparent. And that's all it does. That's all blockchain is. It's about transparency. Isn't it clear that we all have a mother and a father? That's clear. Okay. So they made an agreement. I'm just using, you know, Adam and Eve for an example. Adam, in this case, would be the first block. All his DNA, whatever, gets passed down when him and Eve come together, man and wife, to have family. And this tree grows. And as the tree is growing, so is the block chain from the original block. Right? Adam is the first block. Eve, and then so on, and the family tree grows, and there's so many blocks on this chain, and if you think about it, we're all connected, right? We all share a common ancestor, Adam. Adam is everyone's father. Yep. And we just maintain that tradition by keeping up with the tradition, right? Man and woman. That's a family right there. You just maintain, that's all. And that's all really what blockchain is doing, is maintaining a record, maintaining. If you can do that, you can maintain. Future generations can inherit. It is clear. It is apparent that you are the true heir of, right, of such and such and so and so. And so on top of that blockchain, you can build what is known as smart contracts. So for example, on a blockchain, you would create a smart marriage contract, right? This contract would have X, Y, and Z, what the man and the woman agree upon that would happen within the confines of this marriage. And in that smart contract, you can have your likes, your dislikes, things you want to happen in the future, all of these things. And even if a breach of a contract does occur, that will be grounds for divorce. So then you would have something like a smart divorce contract. And you would have things, and on top of that, you could build smart marriage certificates. So like if you ever needed to go somewhere and they needed proof of, you know, you and this person are in a union, you would have that already on the blockchain. And it's a public ledger that everyone can see and witness that these two people are married, yes. And it has been recorded onto the blockchain. And there's so many other functions that society could benefit from blockchain technology. And so that's why I'm like super duper excited about it. But if we don't talk about like the foundation to understand the backbone, to understand the core, right? Like to get to the core of this. The core of this is God, is Islam, is Quran, it's Sunnah. And it's the fact that you're Muslim, whether you are accepting of that or in denial of that, or just don't know. When you really boil it down to the molecular level. And being Muslim is so much more. A lot of the times things can get lost in translation. It is a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. Because there are people who, right, don't believe in God, but they have a certain lifestyle that you would say, hey, this seems pretty, you seem kind of drawn to something, but yeah, lifestyle. It is a lifestyle, but we take it one step further when you believe in God. And that's why it's also religion, because religion is whatever you do day in and day out. You do BS day in and day out. And the question is, who do you do it for? Like, I say, I do what I do for God. If some people do what they do for money. They do it for other people. That is your reason why, right? Science answers the how, but it doesn't answer the why. That's where religion steps in. It answers the why. And it's like, why do you do what you do? I do it for God. Why do you do what you do? Some people will tell you, I do it for money. I do it for vanity. I do it for the fame and the fortune. I do it for recognition. I do it. Why do you do what you do? The reason why I do what I do is for God. You may have another reason. And that reason why you do it is your God. Right? Religion is for God, but who is your God? My God is the one true God. Your God may be money. Your God may be yourself, right? Some people, full-on narcissists, worship themselves. But yeah, that is your why. And so everything is religion. Reason is, why do you do what you do? Mm-hmm. And so, it's a bit about blockchain. I will be getting into depth about different things you can do on the blockchain and how I plan to use it. And I want you to join me on this journey. Okay, bye.